Run a restaurant and you learn pretty quick. The sound of a crisp fry starts way before the first bite. As delivery and to-go keeps business booming,
order for pickup.
McCain SureCrisp fries keep orders crispy.
Hey, delivery.
After the trip, the crispiness comes through.
Mmm.
McCain SureCrisp fries. Go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right. There's a new trend among people getting nose jobs. Whose nose are they getting? Got your nose. We'll tell you in a little bit.
So they've captured 25 of those 43 escaped monkeys in Beaufort, South Carolina over the weekend. So that's good news. And it's, I love this story so much because it just broke up the craziness of the post-election and stuff. Like, now we're just focused on some monkeys that got escaped.
And it's not the first time that lab has had monkeys escape, I think.
Is that
I
right?
Saw in the news that it either happened in 2016 or 2018. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that's what I think I saw.
So they've got 25 of the 43 captured, and they said a caretaker failed to secure the doors. And I thought, that's the ultimate, like, did I leave the stove on? Like, you're driving home from work, you're like, did I lock up those 43 monkeys? Oh, no.
Either that or they're getting smarter, and yeah, they just know how to unlock it.
So I guess they must not be in cages then. They must just be in one room.
Maybe.
You know, having their way with the place. And then somebody said, hey, look, the door's unlocked.
Yeah. It's just
come
one,
on, guys.
Or they're hiring the most stupid people on the planet. Like,
that's probably a fireable offense, right? Yeah. If you're the caretaker and you forget to lock the door on the 43 monkeys.
Right. You're like, I'm not even going to come back to work. I'm leaving.
It's also an easy excuse to tell the public, oh, it wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
It was a faceless, nameless janitor. Right.
Who's been dissolved.
Yeah. I just know that room stinks. The room with the 43 monkeys. You walk in there and you're like, dang. Good. It smells like 45 monkeys. Well, there's only 43 in here.
That's probably why he let them out.
I need to air it out. Yeah.
So they're working on catching the rest of those monkeys this week. Today is Veterans Day. It is celebrating all the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. TJ, your father's a veteran, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was in the Air Force and then re-upped and joined the Army.
Yeah.
And he was a recruiter when I was a kid growing up.
Ever any interest in going into the military yourself? Did you?
Really? Yeah, I did. But back then, they wouldn't take me because I had a football injury that they wouldn't accept. Mm. I mean, they were really strict. Like, they wouldn't take you if you had braces.
What?
Really? Yeah, because they don't want to have to be out there when you're doing your basic training and all that, having to fool with orthodontics checkups, things like that.
Oh, that's true. I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So, if you're a veteran, you can get all kinds of deals today, free meals and things like that, which should be year-round, quite honestly. But today is Veterans Day. A lot of things are closed. And then Wicked is out this weekend, or on the 22nd, rather. And they're expecting to make $100 million. Have you been following all this news about Wicked, the Ariana Grande movie?
I followed the thing that said that they messed up their QR code and sent people to a porn site.
I did see that, too.
What is that? Oh, wait. Was that Wicked or Mattel? It was Mattel, I think. Never
it was something about Wicked.
Oh, wait, it was. Yeah, it was. It was Wicked because it went, you know, it should have gone to Wicked Movie. .com or something.
That's a big mistake.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
Which is worse, the monkey, the person that leaves the monkeys unlocked or the person that puts that QR code on there? So, yeah, but a lot of people are excited, but it is a musical. You got to let everybody know it is a musical, and they don't want you to know that from those trailers, but it's a musical.
Right. Because so. They know people wouldn't go.
That's what they keep doing with all these movies. They don't tell them they're musicals because they think it's going to hurt them. It's like, well, don't make a musical.
Right.
Come on. So Rob has been having some interesting experiences behind the scenes lately, and I'll tell you about one of them coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them Frank Gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So it's well known that Tech D Rob doesn't like talking to us in public. He's made some choices since knowing us about when he sees us at a store, he'll duck down. When he saw TJ at the gas station, he ducked down the aisle to avoid talking to him. Oh, sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Yeah. Oh, he ducked down.
That's intense. And you just never talked to him?
No, because I heard him. He walked in and he walked past me. I had my back to him. Uh-huh. And the lady was so nice that worked there and everybody loves her. And she spoke to Rob coming in. And she said, "How are you today?" And he goes, "Fine." And I recognized his voice, and I turned around, and he was hands in his pockets, walking fast behind me.
What?
Admitted he saw my truck there in the parking lot and knew that that was me and contemplated going to another store. And it was right before work.
I'm so confused by that.
Don't be.
Well, yeah, I mean.
It's just crazy.
Okay.
That's
because we're all friends, right?
I mean, well, no. We're not. That's the point of this is that we're not friends. And he did when I saw him in the grocery store, I said, "Oh, what are you going to do this weekend?" And then he just walked away. And he's like, and to me, you're not a friend. But maybe we're not his friends, but he's got friends. And I know that because recently, I believe, he had his first Friendsgiving of the year.
Oh, yes. It is the first one of the year. That is correct.
Oh, it's coming up?
No. We just had it over the weekend.
Oh, you just had it. Okay. Yeah. So these friends,
mm-hmm. go on.
These friends of yours. Their names. No. How many is in the group?
Well, there were 30 people at the Friendsgiving.
You've got 30 friends?
No, I'm friends with the main group, and then they have their friends that they brought as well.
Okay.
I just can't see Rob, knowing his behavior with us, going to a Friendsgiving where there's 30 people and sitting down at some long table and sharing one thing he's grateful for and whatever.
I have pictures. I can prove I was there.
I think it makes it worse, though, that you're saying that, and then in public, you don't acknowledge. Yeah,
he just doesn't like us.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is, yeah.
It's that I wasn't intending to see you there. This, I was intending to be there.
Okay.
So you don't like being surprised by people out in public.
Yeah, there's times if I'm in the grocery store, I'm just trying to get what I need and get out.
Yeah, but a simple, "Hey, how's it going?"
I acknowledged Riggins, and then I left.
Thank you. I did not,
he was completely trying to go to a different store, not to have to even be in my presence.
Right.
Now that one I don't have an excuse for.
Yeah. It's just, he's weird.
Do you?
That's the excuse. He's weird.
Yeah.
Or he hates me.
Yeah.
Did you bring a dish with you to Friendsgiving, Rob?
I didn't cook anything, but I did get the rolls from Texas Roadhouse.
Oh okay.
I got 6 dozen.
Ooh. Rolls. 6 dozen rolls. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You came prepared. Yeah.
That's and a
he
good
gave,
score.
He gave them 3 dozen.
And you had a good time?
Yeah, it was fun. Okay. Played some rock band.
You played some rock band. So this is a cool Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Of course. How would you think anything else?
Yeah.
We also played board games that involved dragons. It was fun.
Oh, my gosh. A board game with 30 people playing. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah. But with dragons. Yeah. Even better. Talk about what I'm thankful for. That's it right there. Oh,
introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, as long as we're on the topic of Rob's holiday gathering over the weekend, it's time for me to give my typical traditional holiday spiel. You know, make everybody feel like it is now the Thanksgiving season. It should not be called Friendsgiving. You're still giving thanks, but you're doing it with friends instead of family. So it should be called Thanksgiving with friends, not Friendsgiving. You're not giving a friend. So please stop that.
You're comfortable calling it Thanksgiving with friends?
I would rather just call it Thanksgiving.
Right.
But if you're trying to stipulate from Thanksgiving itself, like this wasn't Thanksgiving Day that he did his Thanksgiving with friends, there could be a different name for it, like a pre-Thanksgiving Thanksgiving.
Oh, gosh.
No, but something else.
Yeah. What about a Thanks-friending?
Thanks. How about that? That's better than Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Because what you're giving is thanks in both instances. Like, mm-hmm. You wouldn't call the other one family givings.
Yeah. Right. But I do like friends. Thanks. Wait, what did I even just say? Thanks friending.
Thanks friending.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks friending.
I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, well, never mind. yeah. Well, try to go to that 30-person Friendsgiving and see if you can make that argument and see what. Get their reaction. Yeah.
So there couldn't have been everybody fitting at one table. Were there kids there?
No kids.
These are all just the adults.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's goodness. Good. So were y'all eating on the couch or did everybody have something to rest on which to rest their plate?
There were a lot of tables set up, yes.
Okay.
It's at a friend of mine's house who has a lot of room in their living area.
Yeah. I mean, if you got a dining room table that seats 30, then...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. You're in some sort of movie or something.
Yeah, or like Game of Thrones, which would make sense. Hey,
welcome to my Friendsgiving.
It wasn't a theme at all?
No.
See, it seems like that would be a theme party.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First
of her name, having Friendsgiving in the throne room.
Or maybe that could be it. It could be called Thanksgiving Party.
Yeah.
A Thanksgiving Party.
Sure.
It makes sense.
Instead of Friendsgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, if you're all upset about this, say, what difference does it make? Stop nitpicking it all. I'm trying to keep you from looking stupid. That's what I'm doing. But just using those silly words.
Yeah. Everybody had a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there turkey?
There was turkey. There was ham.
Oh.
A big old bowl of mac and cheese.
Oh, classy. I like it.
Texas Roadhouse rolls. We were all set.
Yeah.
Oh, my cousin made hamburger and taco pinwheels. They were delicious, too.
Really? Just like the pilgrims?
Where are your taco pinwheels? Jebediah.
The buckles on the shoes and everything. The way they did it.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, I always like to keep up with the trends in plastic surgery because I'm, you know, as soon as I hear about something new, I go get it done. You know,
sure.
You know, my face has been cut on more times than holiday turkey. No, I would though. If it weren't for the money situation, I'd get all kinds of plastic surgeries.
Would you?
Oh yeah.
Same.
I'd be running around looking like that cat lady that used to run around New York, not because she had a bunch of cats, because she looked like a cat. She looked like something out of that dang Thriller video.
She can't even make a face. Mm-hmm. It's just...
That's what I would look like. Well, the new trend is specialized noses. Now, that's kind of been a thing for a while where you go in, if you get a nose job, you'll take a celebrity and say, I want their nose or whatever. But what's happening now is that some people are going in and they want a what they've called a Whoville nose. Like the people who live in Whoville.
Sure.
And they have the tiny little turned up noses.
Yeah.
And that's the Grinch, right, from Whoville.
Sure,
and
all yeah. of them.
And this is the right after, like in the healing process of a young woman who has had the Whoville nose job.
Oh, so, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's turned up like a boot, like a toe yeah. of a boot.
And that it's is, tiny.
Yeah.
That's not cute.
You don't think?
No. Cindy I mean, Lou. Cindy Lou Who's cute on the, but that's not a nose I aspire to have. Looks like you're smelling constantly.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just, it looks kind of like one of Michael Jackson's final noses, like one of the prosthetics that he would wear that was so turned up on the end and so small. But my question is, what kind of a surgeon does it? You know what I mean? If you go in there, and surely this is foreign right now.
Certainly.
You know.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know any surgeon that would do that.
It's like those surgeons that make, what we talk about all the time, where the people have gone to try to look like Barbie, or they yeah. try to look like, you know, we have one that spent all of her money trying to look like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. It doesn't come out that way.
No, usually. She did not. She did not look like Pamela Anderson.
Because your face is still busted. Like yeah. you're asking to be somebody and you can't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
But I wonder how much that costs. Like, do they charge extra for a copycat nose than they would just a regular nose job?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But is the surgeon supposed to be the one that says, like, that doesn't look good? I mean,
yes.
Do you really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
if I were a surgeon, I wouldn't want people knowing that I did this to somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, you say you always want a nose job to get that big hump out of your nose.
Yeah,
right?
I have a hump.
Ouch.
I do.
That's what she always says.
I have a bump in my nose. You see it?
Yeah.
Like can he see it? I mean, unless he's on Mars, he can see it.
Is it bad?
No, I'm kidding.
He said that big hump. I
have a hump.
You don't really, though.
I do.
You got a problem.
I think my nose got broken in middle school.
Oh, really?
You think?
Yeah. Somebody's head hit and I rolled down a hill. It was hard. Yeah.
Oh, the yeah. old head to the nose and roll down the hill trick.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Man, there's a scam going on, and it's going to make all of us have to have dashboard cams like they have in Russia.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah. So we'll tell you what that is and how to beware, because we're on your side. Coming up in a few minutes.
Did you see over the weekend that Kirk Herbstreit broke down while talking about Ben, his golden retriever?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I saw like the still pictures of it. Yeah,
he couldn't get the words out. I mean that he was really, really crying on live TV, and mm-hmm. the whole crowd was chanting, you know, we love Ben, we love Ben. He's really heartbroken over this dog. I understand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
So but speaking of dogs, the creator,
but he should have called in from work. Like, he should have called in sick or something. Like, I can't make it today, fellas. I can't do it.
Because you shouldn't be crying on TV?
Not if you're a football commentator.
Okay, that's interesting. You got to sort of maintain a level of masculinity.
You should. My opinion, you should.
Okay.
But football is for women now, so that's who the shows are geared toward. That's who all of the, you know, the uniforms, everything.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Well, there's another story about a golden retriever.
I'm kidding, ladies.
The creator of Air Bud is about to be evicted from a homeless shelter. He apparently didn't make any money off creating Air Bud, which is crazy because they made like 15 of those movies. You remember the golden retriever that played basketball and then he eventually played football?
And baseball.
And baseball and all that stuff.
And then hit puppies. Buddies.
So there's a GoFundMe that's trying to raise money for him. He's on oxygen. He just didn't make a lot of money off the Air Bud franchise, believe it or not. That's crazy.
Man.
Yeah. And then today is Veterans Day, a very important holiday celebrating the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. So I know there's a lot of opportunity.
Who were in the Armed Force.
That were in the Armed Forces, right. There are a lot of opportunities to get free meals and things like that. So, and we're going to love to have some veterans at our golf tournament later today. So that's really exciting. And then most of it is about politics still. All the electoral votes are in and stuff like that. President Donald Trump will be taking office next year. I think it's official, like a referee with a whistle. You know what I'm saying? So it is all the top trending topics. But we are approaching the holiday season and a lot of hot takes out there on the internet. We'll cover a few coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So it was announced that Shaboozy is going to play the halftime show when the Detroit Lions host the Chicago Bears on Thanksgiving Day. You know, Detroit Lions always play it on Thanksgiving.
What's he going to sing?
I don't know. I got a feeling he'll do that song.
So many to choose from.
But it's got to be better than last year's halftime performance, which I think goes down as one of the worst sports performances ever. That was Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah.
And he came out of that iceberg, and he was wearing, like, the toboggan and chains, and it was so awful. It was really bad. So I hope Shaboozy can make up for that. So are you football on Thanksgiving? Like, watch all day? Yeah. Some people are even doing Thanksgiving on Wednesday just so they can sit around and watch football all day on Thursday. And there might be more games this year. I'm not really sure. But, you know, you've kind of perfected your Thanksgiving menu, TJ. There's nothing really there other than the turkey that you don't like.
Yeah, and the turkey's okay. I could just – it's not worth it to me. It's not worth the expense or the time that it takes to cook the turkey because, you know, I don't eat that much of it.
Yeah. And I know Tech D Rob had a Friendsgiving over the weekend, but what's the Thanksgiving staple that you would be totally fine leaving – off the menu in your house? And the top answer on Facebook at TJ Riggins Show is the cranberry sauce. And I thought,
we don't even have that.
I immediately thought of Lindsay because she likes it.
I like it.
I like it too.
Oh, you eat that stuff out of the can?
Yep.
Well, that's shocking that you like it.
Okay, calm down.
I mean, seriously.
It is.
Yeah.
But candied yams comes up a lot. The turkey, the number three most popular answer. Yep. And then the green bean casserole, which is my favorite.
Yeah, I could do without green bean casserole.
Same.
I love it. And my sister-in-law is in charge of that this year. My sister-in-law, Peanut. So we'll see how that goes. The turkey, the stuffing, the yams, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie. That's just from one person. So I don't know what they're actually eating on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we don't have yams. That sounds kind of Yankee-ish.
Yeah.
Is a yam a sweet potato?
They're a little different.
They are different.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
What sweet potato sounds better either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the one thing that you don't like, Lindsay? You like the cranberry sauce, which is unpopular.
I like everything, but I could do without the green bean casserole.
That's it.
I like all the carbs
and the
turkey.
Yeah.
Give me all the carbs.
Gravy on everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just smear. I could just eat everything together on what, just mix it all together. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Like a trash person.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, there's a public service announcement from a lady helping you prepare your Thanksgiving dinner. So take heed to this.
See, this ain't the time of the year for you to be trying to experiment and try no new recipes. Talking about I'm making Mexican street corn. You ain't never been on no Mexican streets. You ain't never been to Mexico. You ain't even Mexican. Stick to the stuff you know and bring you some paper plates and some cups right here messing up people's Thanksgiving.
So don't be experimenting with anything on Thanksgiving. You know what people like. You got the things that work. Don't be trying to throw out something different.
I totally agree.
I agree too.
If I experiment with something on Thanksgiving, it's an addition to what we have normally. You know, sure. Like I'll add something, but not redo a recipe of something that's an old standby.
Yeah.
That's you ain't been to Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always a warning sign. They're like, yeah. But it's mashed potatoes with an Asian flair. You're like, right. Wait a minute, what about it?
Yeah.
Because that's what caused all that trouble at Riggins' family that year, because his sister-in-law experimented with the green bean casserole. Yeah. And then to this day, he doesn't let her live it down.
Yeah. She did not appreciate the critique, which I understand. You don't want to, if somebody didn't bring anything to the meal, you don't want that person to be like, why'd you make it like this?
Right.
I remember almonds being on the recipe. Yeah. But yeah, she's going to make it this year.
But how you like it, she's going to make it.
I hope so. She yeah. better.
Yeah.
But the next year he made it and took it for himself. Like he made his own.
Yeah. Like a single dish.
Yeah.
We actually had a little scorecard. I put them out there. I was like, just rate which one you like better, A or B.
Like a chili cook-off, but a green bean cook-off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. She didn't like that either. She's very sensitive. Yeah. Yeah.
Touchy. And then Lindsay eats like an old woman. You know, mm-hmm. The cranberry sauce is another thing.
Yeah.
Just crazy. So much so that she actually loves fruitcake at Christmas. She loves fruitcake.
I love it. I love it.
Ugh.
It's like gray and brown, and it's so heavy. It's like a chunk of brick, you know.
Yeah, I like the candy cherries, like everything in there. I love. Now, I didn't start liking this till recently. I mean, the past like 5 years.
Yeah, it was the day she turned 81.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
that's when she started liking it. Yeah. I never heard anybody that you know under 60. That likes fruitcake.
I know. Guys, it's crazy.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Right, there's a public service announcement from a lady helping you prepare your Thanksgiving dinner. Hmm. So take heed to this.
See, this ain't the time of the year for you to be trying to experiment and try no new recipes. Talking about I'm making Mexican street corn. You ain't never been on no Mexican streets. You ain't never been to Mexico. You ain't even Mexican. Stick to the stuff you know and bring you some paper plates and some cups while you're messing up people's Thanksgiving.
Don't be experimenting with anything on Thanksgiving. You know what people like. You got the things that work. Don't be trying to throw out something different.
I totally agree.
I agree, too.
If I experiment with something on Thanksgiving, it's an addition to what we have normally. You know, sure. Like I'll add something, but not redo a recipe of something that's an old standby.
Yeah.
You ain't been to Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always a warning sign. They're like, but it's mashed potatoes with an Asian flair. You're like, wait a minute, What about it?
Yeah.
Because that's what caused all that trouble at Riggins' family that year, because his sister-in-law experimented with the green bean casserole. Yeah. And to this day, he doesn't let her live it down.
Yeah. She did not appreciate the critique, which I understand. You don't want to, if somebody didn't bring anything to the meal, you don't want that person to be like, why'd you make it like this?
Right.
I remember almonds being on the recipe. Yeah. But yeah, she's going to make it this year.
But how you like it, she's going to make it.
I hope so. She better.
Yeah.
But the next year he made it and took it for himself. Like he made his own.
Yeah. Like a single dish.
Yeah.
We actually had a little scorecard. I put them out there. I was like, just rate which one you like better, A or B.
Like a chili cook-off, but a green bean cook-off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. She didn't like that either. She's very sensitive. Yeah.
Touchy. And then Lindsay eats like an old woman. You know, mm-hmm. The cranberry sauce is another thing.
Yeah.
Just crazy. So much so that she actually loves fruitcake at Christmas. She loves fruitcake.
I love it. I love it.
Ugh.
It's like gray and brown, and it's so heavy. It's like a chunk of brick, you know.
Yeah, I like the candy cherries, like everything in there. I love. Now, I didn't start liking this till recently. I mean, the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah, it was the day she turned 81.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
That's when she started liking it. Yeah. I never heard anybody that, you know, under 60. that likes fruitcake.
I know. Guys, it's crazy.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today.